Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at us to the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We get the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Chris Bissonnette is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate. Look out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegal.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we've got the double celebration once again today. It is National Wear Red Day today. I'm obviously not in compliance, so we have our first compliance break of the day. I'm just a saying there. So National Wear Red Day, observed annually on the first Friday of February. It is for heart disease and stroke awareness. One in three women have heart disease and stroke-related deaths. Think about that. One in three. So we want to get rid of that one. Get rid of the heart disease and strokes. It's killing the ladies of our society. Now, on my particular celebration today, I'm going to throw one extra in there because, you know me, I have beaten anorexia. So I am looking at the idea that today is National Carrot Cake Day today. Yeah, so, you know, I enjoy the carrot. That's actually one of my favorites. So I go to the carrot cake whenever I can. Dow Jones, holy cow, Dow Jones Industrial Average, if you're following that, up 171 points today. I have not seen the tweet of the day from the president yet. Actually, I have seen it, but he hasn't talked about the Dow Jones being up 171 points. Oil up 18 cents a barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down a little bit, 2.438 right now. And we obviously did have the big news of the day came out already this morning, and that is the jobs report came out with a fairly decent number. The U.S. economy added 227,000 net new jobs in January. That beat the expectations. Now, I should have gone back. My crack staff didn't do it, but we should have gone back and taken a look because last month at this time, I told you that we were going to see a large revision to the labor numbers, and 39,000 jobs were taken off of the new jobs report from last month. 39,000. That was it. I'm not going to go there. Well, I'll get myself in trouble. Unemployment rate increased to 4.8%. That's a good number. Reason I say that's good is because it went up from 4.7. That means there's more people that are actually getting back involved in the labor force. And we did see that number ticked up a little bit. And the real unemployment number, U6, that is, they're all Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. So you can look at them and say, well, you can't really tell me that I'm just finding new numbers. They've all been the same over there all along. So you just have to look at which number is important to you. The late, great Essie Adibi, the economist from Chapman University.
He's good.
Yeah, great guy. One of my teachers, when he first came to this country very early on, when we can almost understand what he said. Unfortunately, the stroke world got him. Too much smoking. So get rid of the smoking.
It was just a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, about last year.
Last year,
yeah. So they always shared the idea. Number one, median priced homes is a fallacy, and unemployment, when you're not counting in the number of people that are giving up, that are just walk out of the workforce, doesn't count. So 9.4 is that U6 number, which is all important right there. We did get some numbers, though, on where the jobs are coming, and that's always an important aspect as well, is who's hiring. Retail up 46,000. That's not a great place because that's not the high-paying jobs. Construction up 36,000. That is a good number. Leisure and hospitality, again, not a great job area, 34,000 up. Manufacturing up 5,000. Again, that's a good one. Information up 3,000, that's a good one. So those are some of the areas where we did add some jobs. We did find that average hourly earnings rose 0.1%. That was below the consensus number, so that was not so great. So there's our economic roundup. Get a little bit of political here. Think about this. Got an interesting take on this. There is a meeting going on right now at the White House. The president is meeting with more CEOs. Now, here's an interesting concept because in 2 weeks' time, he's had about 50 CEOs before today's meetings come to the White House so you can get a good handle on what is holding back business, how they can drive jobs. Do you think all of those people agree with the president? Yeah, I wouldn't hardly think about that.
You know better than that.
Because Jeff Bezos was a big, big critic of the president, yet he was in one of the early meetings. Well, today Elon Musk is there, and unfortunately, well, for Elon Musk, here's a great thing. I mean, he's at the meeting and doing a wonderful thing, got a lot of experience. On the flip side of the coin is Travis Kalanick. He's the CEO of Uber, who decided that he would not show up to the meeting and he would resign from this council. Now, does that make any sense to you? And his reasoning was he doesn't agree with the president's executive order on this travel hold. Well, do you think that the president is going to have listened to Mr. Kalanick at all when he doesn't show up? Or do you think, as Elon Musk has said, he's going for the exact same reason, because he does not believe in the president's travel ban, but he says that way he can talk to the president one-on-one right there face-to-face. Just shows a little difference in experience. Just a thought right there. Moving right along. The president back at it again. Another executive order due out today. I love this one. Working to repeal some of the Dodd-Frank Act. Unbelievable.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Now, I've told you this before because I've spoken with quite a few owners of mortgage companies. They hire more compliance officers and lawyers than they hire loan officers. What is it telling you? That's where the dollars are going out. Do you know that your interest rate on your home loan? Now, Chris, we were talking on before we got started. You just got a home loan. We're not going to go into any of the specifics.
I did.
Do you realize – most people don't know that if it wasn't for Dodd-Frank, your interest rate could have been 1 percentage point lower.
Wow. Did not know that.
Right? So if you have a 4% interest rate, 3% interest rate, think about that. 4% interest rate, I'm a simple guy. That's 25% reduction in your interest rate because of Dodd-Frank. Think about that, because they're having to pay so much in compliance. Now, what does that mean in compliance? Well, Prospect Mortgage I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was announced they were fined $3.5 million for violations of CFPB rules. $3.5 million. That's the worry. Now, a smart business, most businesses cannot handle a $3.5 million fine. You've seen some of the big banks where they go for the billion-dollar fines. But what does a smart business have to do? Being that they cannot figure out – now, they're still writing the rules of CFPB. They passed the law before they figured out what the rules were going
to
be.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
So here's the issue. If they have to do that, what does smart business will do? Well, they have to set aside reserves just in case. Out of business if they get hit by one of these things that they, you know, and I'm assuming that the people at Prospect Mortgage, good people, I'm assuming, I don't know them, but I don't think they went out and did something to say, well, I hope that the, you know, we're going to get a $3.5 million fine, but they have to be careful of that. We've talked to Jeff Ball. He's the president of Friendly Hills Bank. He won't even do a mortgage for an A-rated client. He won't do one because it's too high risk. They don't want to have to deal with all of the compliance issues. Think about that concept. Now we might be able to get back into banks lending out money. And what are they going to lend out money on? Well, this one just came out. Thank goodness I'm not worried about this one yet. They have to lend out money so that our kids can get married. Average cost of a wedding. You ready for this? Chris, you're a financial man.
Mm-hmm.
Average cost of a wedding. You ready for this?
Well, I know what it used to be.
Okay.
I went back when I got married in 2007, I think the average cost of a wedding in the U.S. was $26,000.
As of last year, $35,329. That's according to the Knotts 2016 Real Weddings Study, up 8% in 2015. And on the flip side of that, the average number of wedding guests was down to 149. So the cost... Total dollars up, yet the headcount is down. Average cost per person, $245. 7 years ago, which you're kind of what you're talking about, $194.
Expensive.
Amazing, right? I mean, So you gotta get the bank lending, or unless you've talked to our friend Chris and you got a plan to save enough money so you don't have to go and borrow money for a wedding. That would be a wise decision. So we are going to chat more about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons homeowners throw better Super Bowl parties, what credit score is needed to buy a house, tips to getting retirement right when you're in your 20s, are your personal finance woes affecting your job? I'm going to suggest maybe they are, but we're going to talk to Chris about that. We've got some money advice this year. As you can tell, there is a lot on our docket, so we're going to get right at it. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. These are for the heroes of our society. These are first responders. These are retired reserve military, teachers, nurses. We've got a discount program. If you qualify, we've got a discount set up and a rebate program set up with real estate agents, financial professionals, lawyers, credit repair, mortgage. Everyone gets some sort of a discount that's in our hero program. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify. Pretty simple step. Tips to getting retirement right in your 20s is the subject of our Word on Wealth segment today. First tip, develop the savings habit. You've got to start saving money. If you do that in your 20s, when you're in your 50s and 60s, you'll already have the habit set. And you might have a nice nest egg as well. We're going to talk to Chris about that in a little bit. Focus on investing basics, not bells and whistles. Just remember, when it comes to investing, just like everything else, if you try to hit home runs, you can strike out. But if you hit a lot of singles and you can out along the way, you're okay. So think about that. Don't try to hit all the home runs. If you anybody that tells me, oh, you know something, my portfolio grew by 17% last year. My very first question is going to be, are you prepared for the year that you lose 17%? Because if it can go up 17, it can go down 17, and it happens a lot quicker. Just a thought for you. Be careful. Careful when seeking help. Talk to a professional when you're getting help. I know that mom and dad mean well, and I know that Uncle Bob means well, and I know that your neighbor means well, but they're not a professional. If they're a professional, that's a different story. But get a professional. Get some great guidance. Get counsel. And don't worry about what it's going to cost you, because the idea here, I hate that stupid commercial where that they talk about, well, if your money goes down, are they going to give you your money back? Well, you know something? If you go to the doctor and you get a prescription and it doesn't happen to work the first time and you have to change prescriptions, does the doctor give you your money back? No, you have to change course. But that's why you have to have somebody that's great counsel helping you and working with you. And I'm going to share with you, great counsel does not cost you anything. You might have to pay a fee, but the return should be greater than the fee you're paying. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. So Christopher Bissonnette, he's with us. He is the agency managing director of Mass Mutual San Diego. And I'm going to share right now, I didn't talk to his compliance people about this, but I'm going to share this with you anyway. We're trying to educate people today. Chris is not giving you specific guidance for your account. It's all about education. If you want specific guidance from Chris, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I've got his card right here. I can introduce you to him and make an appointment. Go visit him. Visit one of the people that he works with in his, on his team and get the guidance that's specific to you. We're trying to just give you some high-level education today. Hopefully I didn't get you in trouble with saying that, Chris.
No, that was good. And that's good advice, too, on saving early and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so we've got some money advice for this year. I'll give you a few tips right there, but we're going to chat about a few of them that we've got that we put together just to kind of throw at you this morning. So I love this idea here, Chris. Spend less than you make.
Big surprise.
Wait a second. I think Gomer was just walking in when you said that. It's amazing.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Right? Budgeting? Is that what they're talking about?
Yes, that's it. So do you want me to go into this
a little bit? Let's talk a little bit about that spending less.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some articles that I shared with Ron. One of them was top 10 money advice of the year. I'm sure some of this, most of this is not new, but very few Americans, based on what we're looking at today, really follow this. Number one, most people spend more than they make. That's why people have credit card debt.
I think we've talked about that with when the Federal Reserve comes out with their numbers and they talk about, you know, what our savings rate is in America, and almost always negative number. It's a small number. I don't want to go into the exact number, but it's almost always the savings rate in America is almost always negative.
Yeah. We're like 1% or something super low.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a couple more of these.
So, you know, the first thing people need to do, if they want to spend less than they make, set a budget. Very few people in the United States actually have a budget and actually review it. One of the big stressors a lot of people have is unexpected bills or expenses because they don't have an emergency account. They don't have any extra money tucked away. So when they do have that big bill, it's going on a credit card and it's increasing debt.
Any, give me an idea, just a rule of thumb, maybe, or maybe your own personal opinion on an emergency account.
Good question. Ideally 6 months of income, but very few people can do that. So they say minimum 2 months of income.
Okay. So that's the rule of thumb then is going to be 2 to 6 months of income. But I guess that also is going to take into account that you've got to be doing some of these other things, because if your 2 to 6 months of income includes spending more than you make, then you
then you're just not going to have, you're just not going to have it.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Right.
So a couple other ones on here too, at least on this article here, which was top 10 money advice of the year, use credit judiciously. Always
pay your bills on time. It's pretty basic.
Yeah. Right. Pay your bills on time and just don't overextend yourself on the credit. And the other one too, that a lot of Americans, especially middle Americans, do is they spend too much money on fees. They withdraw money out of ATMs that have fees, or they cash their check at one of these check cashing places. And it's the little fees that are kind of hurting the middle American.
And that's a big thought. I mean, do a little bit of planning. I mean, I love it when I see people that are going to an ATM that's outside their network, yet they don't think about, and you can go, it's ironic. I mean, I know that I see the $2.95, $3.95, $4.95 a fee for using an ATM. Yet if you go buy a quart of milk that you might already be using in your house, you can get cash back from Vons and they charge you nothing.
Yep.
Right? So it's just those little fours and fives add up. And we did this, I think, might have even been when you were here last time, Chris, that we talked about, you know, a $5 a day Starbucks habit is $1,500 a year. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, so those are just little things that you can do to start saving some money.
Exactly. The other one, too, on here, at least this was number 8, was protect yourself. People need to have some sort of insurance, obviously health insurance, sometimes life insurance if they're got children or they've got other assets to protect. You've got to have auto insurance, some places flood insurance. So some people forego that because they just don't have the money to do it. But that's what really gets people in trouble, is these unexpected large expenses.
And I'm going to throw this one out there also. Again, I share some of these ideas with you. I am not licensed. I recommend you go talk to a licensee for some of these things. But when you talk about insurance, start setting up a Roth IRA account and look at a higher deductible, but put money into a Roth IRA to protect for the high deductible expense. Plan for that ahead of time. So if you look at the difference between a $500 deductible on your home insurance and a $2,500 deductible, or a $500 deductible on your car and a $1,000 deductible, there's a spread there. You're going to save money. Why is that? Well, the insurance companies understand that they don't happen all that often, and you're not going to put the frivolous bills through. So throw money into a Roth IRA, and that way if you have that need, which I think the last number I heard was you need your home insurance once every 10 to 12 years. So if you throw some money in there, $300-$400 a year for 10 years, if that event happens to you, you've got the money already set aside for the deductible, so you don't go back into what we were talking about earlier, having that problem.
Yeah, and you know, that's a real good point, Ron, because most people, when they hear Roth IRA, they think the money's locked up. But in your example here, any money you contribute to a Roth IRA, you can withdraw that money anytime with no taxes or penalties.
Okay.
So that's really unique and advice that you're giving there.
Okay. So we took care of looking at protecting ourselves. I like this idea, invest for the long term.
Yes.
But day trading is probably not a good idea. Is that what they're trying to say here?
I mean, day trading became very popular. I think it was kind of the late 90s, early 2000 with the tech boom.
Right.
All of a sudden you started hearing about people making all this money in the stock market. I really don't know too many people. I mean, I'd probably less than 5 who actually are successful at day trading. It is a gamble. So
you
should actually
call it that, right? My opinion, you should call it day gambling as opposed to day trading.
Yeah.
What you're doing is playing the momentum.
I mean, unless you've got some tremendous insight into these companies, how can you take all your money and put it into one company rather than use, as you hear with a lot of advice, where you're putting into some sort of mutual fund that invests in like 500 different companies, and it's there for the long haul. So yes, obviously you've got to be able to have some money put away for the long term.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Bissonnette when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What credit score is needed to buy a house? We'll talk about that. Five reasons homeowners throw a better Super Bowl party. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, we got some great information here for you today. Go to Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. The program replays will be there. I know about 4.5 million people have watched replays. Actually, over 5.25 million people watching replays on the YouTube channel. So are you one of them? Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are wrong. I've never seen one that's completely accurate. I've been doing this for many decades, and so far, yeah, I've never, ever seen one that's completely accurate. I am not talking about a perfect score because I've seen 838 is the highest score I've seen, but there was errors on that manager's report. I've seen scores down as low as 400. There's errors on those reports. Everything in between, there's errors on every one of them. So yours has an error too. I would be willing to bet my neighbor's house on it. Actually, Rondi Lambeth has told us that he'd give anybody $1,000 if they had a completely accurate credit report. Just a thought there for you. But the question we're going to ask this morning is, what credit score is needed to buy a house? And almost everybody I speak to comes up with the wrong answers because they watch some of these dumb commercials on TV. I shouldn't say that thing, that I do a radio show every day. But think about this. Have you ever seen that commercial? I think they had to take it off because they got fined, where the lady puts her feet up on the guy's desk and talks about her credit score is 860 or something. Well, that just tells you that she doesn't know what she's talking about, because that's a Vantage score. That's not a FICO score. You can't get a loan with a Vantage score. 29.9% of the homeowners had a credit score of 720 plus. 29.9%. Does that tell you that 70% of people have a credit score less than 720? Think about that. That's just the way the numbers work. 500 to 579 is just under 1% of the people with a 500 to 579 FICO score. The biggest area there is going to be the 620 to 679, 41.56%. So you can get a loan without having great credit. I'm going to share with you, the idea is you want to get on a game plan to build your credit. But you don't have to have perfect credit. That is Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So, Chris, you probably had to look at credit and deal with credit when you're talking to clients and trying to counsel them.
Yes.
Do you see, is there any, I know you have a great tool that you use from the financial side. Tools for the credit side?
You know what? That's a good question. My industry technically doesn't really have to look at credit scores because we're not loaning money.
Sure.
But it does play a big factor in really looking at someone's, I guess, their financial competence. I kind of look at your credit score as kind of your number. That's just your number, and that's going to affect everything you do in life, from getting loans and buying a business and leasing a car. So people need to be very educated on their Fair, Isaac & Company score and how they keep that at a high number.
Great information. And, you know, one of the big points of that is we want to get you to have a lot of investable assets, cash, be able to live a great life. I don't want you to spend a lot of money on interest rates and finance charges. When you're buying a house, when you're buying a car, when you're buying furniture, whatever it is that you need money for, if you've got a great credit score, you're going to do a lot better off down the road, and you're going to have more money that you can do some of the things that we've been talking to Chris about. Now, your budget numbers are going to be a lot easier to manage, easier to set up that emergency fund. It'll be easier to invest in yourself if you're not having to spend a lot of money helping the banks, bottom line. They don't need your help. There's plenty of people that are doing that already. Let's get back to our conversation again. We're chatting with Chris Bissonnette, Agency Managing Director of Mass Mutual San Diego. Chris, I think I might have shared this with you. Two of my sons went to private school. Mm-hmm. One of them went to public school. My oldest came out of private school, and he came to me one year, senior year. And he said, "Dad, I need a check for something. I don't remember what it was. Can you write a check for me?" And I said, "No, you write it. I'll sign it." And he said, "Dad, I've never written a check." Hmm. Now, when I was in school, you know, in that one-room schoolhouse, we used to do that. They called it Economics 101. And we kind of had to balance a checkbook, and we had to write a check and pay bills and all those other things. I'm seeing now that people just don't even understand basic literacy.
Yes, that's a major issue. You know, going into our next article here, nearly 2/3 of Americans can't pass a basic test of financial literacy. And the example they give, which is right up in your wheelhouse here, if you take out a $1,000 loan that has a 20% rate, how much will you owe a year in interest? And most people don't know that answer in the United States.
And that seems to me like it should be like Math 101.
Right? I think so.
That's one of those questions that's like about as easy as you can possibly get, you know, 20% interest rate on $1,000.
Yeah, $200. Nearly 2/3 of Americans can't calculate interest payments correctly.
That's amazing. Well, you know something, if you're one of my favorite programs, I really love watching Waters World. And unfortunately, you watch him go around to college campuses, Jesse Waters, and he does interviews. And he'll show people, this was like a year ago I saw this, and he showed people a picture of Joe Biden, and they asked if they could identify him. Now, anybody on a college campus should be able to identify the Vice President of the United States. And it was amazing how many people couldn't identify the Vice President.
Yeah, they could probably identify like Kim Kardashian or something, but
right.
They can't identify like one of our highest political figures.
Right. I mean, he's the leader of the country, second right there. I mean, so it's unbelievable. So we got to, what do we deal with? How do we deal with this stuff?
You know what? I think it's just stuff like this, spreading the word, letting people know that there's people that can help. Just another stat here, estimated, again, 2/3 of Americans can't pass a basic financial literacy test, meaning that they got fewer than 4 answers correct on a 5-question quiz.
And that, the irony is it's actually the problem that I'm seeing in that is I think it's actually dropping.
Yeah, it says actually, and it's right, it's actually gone down since the financial crisis to 37% from 42% in 2009. So people have actually become less educated on financial matters.
And I think maybe that is that people saw what happened, maybe especially young people, saw what happened to mom and dad, and they've kind of regressed, and they've gotten out of the, they're saying, you know something, I'm going to rent. I don't want to own a house. I don't want to take on any debt, which is not a bad thing. But not owning a house, that's a problem.
It is. And you miss out on a lot of different things there. Obviously the deductions, the increase in value. And then here in Southern California, rent prices are just astronomical.
And we've talked about some stories, and I don't know whether you've gotten into this at all with a lot of your clients, Chris, is 45, the average homeowner's net worth is 45 times greater than the net worth of a home renter, 45 times greater. Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, we already talked in the last segment, Chris and I were chatting about the idea that we don't save money in our country. Now, if you're renting a property, and again, we're just doing this from high level, we're not giving you specific financial advice, but it's kind of basic, we're talking about literacy.
Mm-hmm.
If a person rents a house, I'm gonna give you some real basic numbers here, Chris. You got $2,000 rent,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the year, the individual's got a rent receipt of $24,000.
Got it.
Right? They have no there's no investable value there. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if they bought a house and have a $2,500 mortgage payment,
mm-hmm.
some piece, and we're not going to get into the math, some piece of that mortgage payment is going to equity.
Exactly. And a good chunk of that mortgage payment is deductible.
Right.
Right.
So part of it goes to equity, the other part goes to deduction. So it's just that simple, right? And again, no tax advice. Talk to your tax planner for that. But the idea here is that portion that's going toward principal is actually a forced savings account
mm-hmm.
that we have access to at some point in time if we need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's not the emergency fund because we don't want you tapping into that. You have a breakdown on your car. Right. I mean, I don't want you going to get a HELOC for a home equity line of credit to pay for your car bills. That's dumb. I mean, sometimes you have to, but that's not good planning. The idea here is that's for savings. Now, on the property that we rent, the appreciation does not go to us.
No. Nope.
Right. Somebody else gets that appreciation.
Nope.
So, again, that's your personal finances. Those are areas. That's why it's what comes out to 45 times more net worth if you own a house than if you're renting a property. Just
that's an amazing statistic.
Right? I mean, and you know, I could send you the chart. I'll post the chart on our Facebook page so you have the exact chart with the citations on it. Got a lot more to cover. We're chatting with Chris Bissonette, the agency managing director, Mass Mutual San Diego. We're going to come back in just a minute. And we'll also talk about, you know, the big game is this weekend. We're going to give you some reasons why homeowners throw better Super Bowl parties. I like that concept. We'll figure out how that could be, why that is, because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @ Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Just had a good meeting with some of their folks yesterday. They've set up an affinity program for a lot of corporations around the country. Wonder if you're one of them, where they've got some a discount they'll put right on your closing costs just because of who you work for. Just a thought there. I don't know if your company has that, but Gold Star is putting that in place for people right now to give you that some just a little change back when you're in the process of buying a house. Can be an expensive venture. Reasons homeowners throw better Super Bowl parties. Number one, watching the big game with friends and family is more fun when you don't have to worry about someone complaining to your landlord if you cheer too loudly. And I've been known to be a little loud. Number one, there's more room to entertain a large crowd. Number two, the kitchen is big enough to make all the appetizers you want and to try them from Pinterest. Go there and see what some of those appetizers might be. I think you can get a Patriot cookie. I don't know.
Is that who you're hurting for, the Patriots?
No, heck. I was born and raised in Southern California, so, you know, Celtics, I'm anti-Celtic, anti-Patriot, anti-Red Sox. Mm. You know, I'm a Lakers and Angels type person.
I think it'd be neat to see the Falcons do it.
That'd be fun.
They've never won anything big in football.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that. And Arthur Blank seems like a really good person. I'm not saying anything bad about the Patriots. I Kraft and Tom Brady's an amazing quarterback. Unbelievable. In fact, I posted a joke on Facebook just the other day, the difference between Tom Brady and Nancy Pelosi. I don't want you to get into this one, Chris, because this might cause problems. The difference between Nancy Pelosi and Tom Brady. Tom Brady, a winner and a patriot. Moving right along.
That's funny. Yeah. I used to actually work with Tom Brady's dad.
Oh, really?
Previous company. He kind of worked in this industry.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so there's you might have multiple TVs to accommodate those who only want to watch the commercials. You can cheer as loudly as you want, and many big sports fans will have a custom viewing room or man cave to watch the game. Those are just a few of the ideas right there. Why? Five reasons homeowners throw better Super Bowl parties. I just go for the food, obviously. You can tell by my size where my allegiance lies. We're going to continue our conversation. Chris Bissonette, agency managing director of Mass Mutual San Diego. Chris, I better give this your compliance people some fun here. It says, Chris is a registered principal of and offers securities investment advisory and financial planning services through MML Investors Services LLC. Holy cow.
Thank you.
I can't even, we have to tell your compliance people that I'm old. And I can't, even with my glasses, I can hardly see it.
It's so hard to read that disclosure.
It is. But let's get back to the fun that we're having today. So actually, this one's not such a fun story, Chris. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, their finances are a scary topic, a worrisome topic. And I'm going to suggest that the time that, ironically enough, the cash calls, the payday loans, some of these other ultra, ultra high-end interest companies, you want to get the most phone calls in the middle of the night, right? People that can't sleep because they're worried about finances.
Yeah.
So how about just take it to the next level? How about, does it affect a job?
Yes. That's kind of like the next piece in our conversation today is people don't know how to plan. And because of that, it stresses them out. So they say that 85% of U.S. adults suffer from financial anxiety. And not
85%?
Only 85%. Not only that, but 28% say they worry about their finances at least once a day.
That's, you know, when you talk about 85% of the people, that means if it's not you, look to your right or your left, it's that person. I mean, that's a huge statistic.
Yeah, and it says 67% states that the financial anxiety is so severe that it impacts their health.
Well, you know, something that makes a lot of sense, because one of the things that we hear more and more from the medical community is, and we had Dr. Bill Janischak was here last Thursday, and we spent the whole hour talking about stress management.
Yeah, stress.
No. Right? I mean, and you can have good stress and bad stress, but if you're worried, you know, if it's affecting your health, how can't it affect your job?
Yeah. I mean, that's why today companies are advocating what they call these financial wellness programs. So they say, okay, if you're healthy, you're a better worker. So they have these health wellness programs. Well, now they're saying, okay, because people are so stressed on their finances, we're going to have someone come in and talk to the employees about the 401k or how to manage their finances, because they'll be more productive at work. So that's how it's even impacting the workplace.
That sounds to me like a very, very forward-thinking company. If they're going to have a professional come in and chat about some of these financial opportunities, financial services, it's you know, and it can be selfish right on their part, but who cares if it helps the company, if it's helping the individual as well?
Yeah, people need it. As we talked about, people need the education. So, yeah, they call them financial wellness programs. You're starting to see those become more popular now with some of the larger employers.
And, I guess it goes back to the same thing I spoke about earlier on in the broadcast, when we're getting rid of pulling back on some of the CFPB regulation. It's the large companies that can afford some of these benefits and services and tools. The smaller companies can't afford. I mean, if you've got a very, very small business, right, a mom and pop shop, 5 or 10 individuals, you can't afford to be, you know, hire somebody to come in and put a one-day seminar. You need people working.
Yeah, and most of those small companies, the majority of them don't have any sort of formal retirement plan. And the number one stressor amongst most Americans is planning for retirement.
So if you can get that off the plate, then you become more productive and the business becomes more profitable. I think that's a great tool. I'd love to see. Well, you know something, we've got two different seminars, and I'm going to invite everybody right now. Two seminars coming up. We're going to do the last Saturday of this month. We're going to be doing a high trust senior symposium, which we always have a financial planner come there, because the two most important or two most frequent issues that we deal with our senior community, with the kids of seniors or people that want to become a senior, the two most important every time. In fact, I asked this at the last symposium, and it didn't take me very long to get to them. I'm worried about outliving my money, and I don't want to have to depend on somebody else. I want to live where I want to live, not where I have to live. Two number one things. So we're going to do that one. I think it's the last. I should pull up a calendar and tell you. Watch. If you're not on our mailing list, get on the mailing list right away so we can get you the location and all the details of both of these symposiums that are coming up. I know we've got the 24th is going to be 25th is going to be one of them. March 4th, we'll be doing our home buyers symposium. Everything you need to know to become a homeowner. Credit scores. We'll talk about mortgages. We'll talk about the buying process, financing, planning for. Maybe we want to become that move-up buyer. All these different topics will be part of that. So make sure. It's all about it. You know, Chris, I love it when you come in and chat with us, because I think with two, three times you've been on with us.
Mm-hmm. So,
and the concept is we're not trying to sell something. We're trying to educate people. And, yes, Chris needs to support his family, so make sure you give him a call and talk about with him and his team about these services. But it's all about educating people so they can have a better life.
That's it. You know, Americans need help. And we're able to provide that with money solutions and ideas. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we hear about frequently, and again, it goes into the same concept, people don't put a priority on their retirement savings. Right? That's the last thing. If you have, and I'm not a fan of a 401k. I don't like 401ks. There's much better tools out there for you other than the part that the company matches. The one big benefit of the 401k is they take it out of your check before you see it.
Yeah, that is. You know, I remember when I came in the business 20 years ago, they said, you know, most clients, you've got to educate them to pay themselves first, because they always pay themselves last.
Right.
And that's what's nice about a 401k or something that's payroll deducted, is you're paying yourself first.
And if you do that, you don't even notice that it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a not for any individual, but is there any kind of a rule of thumb as to what we should be putting on those numbers?
Well, a real good saver is saving 20%.
20%.
A world-class saver is saving 30%. Again, the U.S. numbers now is probably like savings rate one or negative. But I just tell people to start with five if they haven't saved before, and then just see if they can incrementally bump it up. But 20 is the ideal number, minimum 5-10.
That's kind of an interesting thought. I've never asked anybody that information before. You think about saving 20, the government's taking 50 in California, or pretty close to it, in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically going to live off of 30%. That's an interesting statistic, but if you're disciplined, I'm sure that can be done that way. Great information, as always. We appreciate you listening, and make sure that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
5 minutes. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. Hit the ball.